Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
It's time to wake up. Rami Makhlouf from 9 to noon.
All right, rise and shine, Sleeping Beauty. Come on, hop, hop, hop.
This is the Wisconsin Sports Wake-Up Call on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Wake up, Daddy's home.
Here's your host, Josh Albrecht.
Liner in a deep right center. It is going to be down. Maybe all three score. Tour and Pratt being held. Hamilton held at second base. The Brewers are right back in it. Terang line drive, base hit left center. One runs in. They're going to send Yelich around third. Here's the throw. It's late. And the Brewers have the lead in the seventh. Bryce Terang comes through. Got him. Trevor McGill shuts the door on the Cardinals. A come from behind victory in St. Louis. And they take the opener of this five-game series.
And that was the good news from yesterday. Good morning, Wisconsin. This is a Wisconsin Sports Wake-Up Call. I'm Josh Albrecht. Aaron Morse joining me on the other side. And it's the 7 o'clock hour, which means we wake up someone else from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Yesterday, it was the franchise, Tim Allen. Today, it is Rami Makhlouf from 9 to noon. Good morning, Rami. How are you?
Morning, boys. Tired. You guys woke me up. I'm tired.
Well, that's the point. This is your wake-up call.
I know.
So, first of all, first time doing this, let me explain some of the rules that we do here in this little...
There are rules.
It's everything in life is a game, including this this part of the show. It's kind of like around the horn. We're going to throw different questions at you, different topics we're going to talk to you about. Two segments, including top threes on a top three Tuesday that we're going to have in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. And then we're going to give you points, take away points, and have you have a final score for the day. That then we
and
will...
then is there a winner at the end of the week?
At the end of the week, there is a winner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think Aaron is going to give the winner like $20 or something. I don't know. That's a work in progress. Yeah. But so yesterday, just forewarning, Tim got 9. It's not out of 10.
Wow.
It's not 9 out of 10. It's just it could be... It's
you could earn 23 points if you're really good.
It could be 1,047 points.
Correct.
Yeah.
We just, fair warning, we did have someone already say, if you say anything positive about the Cubs, deduct 1,000,000 points. So keep that in mind.
It's already over because right over my head is a Cubs World Championship banner.
Well, but you're not saying it. But
thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
That's right.
I'll see you later.
And Constant 2302.
watching us on the Growth Law stream did say he's wearing a Cubs hat, minus 500. So it's going to be an uphill battle, I think, for Rami today. But, Rami, let's break down some of the stories from the morning. First and foremost, we just got done talking about Giannis, and I know that you also were a big Giannis stan, as myself. Yeah. Did you watch the 36-minute video of him with Jim Paschke?
I watched it in clips. I think I saw all the, you know, the way we consume media in today's day and age. I think I saw all of it, or at least the money quotes of it, and really tugged at my heartstrings a few times.
So what were your original, just watching those clips, like you say, tug at your heartstrings, what mm-hmm. were your thoughts on how Giannis was? Like how did you take his mental state at the time of that interview?
Reflective, a little sad that it was over, a little excited about a new opportunity and a chance to go do something different with different people and hopefully achieve great things. Josh, I'm assuming with a long broadcasting career as you've had and as I've had, there's always like nothing is forever, man. And mm-hmm. and when things change, like there's like the sad reflective part of you of I'm leaving this place, I'm leaving these people, especially when it's your first like job or your first like destination that you went to for your career and leaving that is always a hard thing. But there's also that part of you that's like, okay, there's a new thing on the horizon and I have a chance to do new things and accomplish new things with new people. And there's like, there's a scary part of that. And there's an exciting part of that. Like it's a big, when you're in that, and it's hard to compare us to professional athletes. But I think when you're talking about chapters of your life closing and new chapters opening, this is something that most people, you know, if you're lucky enough to like find your place and stay in that place for your entire life and be happy and content with it, that's amazing. But for most people in life, there's going to be chapters closing and chapters opening as you go through life. And it can be a bittersweet thing. And that's what I saw in Giannis yesterday.
I mean, I do have to say, though, I thought to me he was showing signs of vulnerability and a little bit of fear and regret. Right. We don't see that a lot when it comes to at least it's not made public if a player is traded or if they make the decision to leave a team. We see the boilerplate Instagram posts, right? We saw that from Bobby Portis. Hell, we saw it from Giannis's wife. But we don't see something to this extent. And I felt like this video, first of all, it was a unique way that perfectly fit Giannis of him being different in the way that he said goodbye. But in it, you know, one of the biggest clips that stuck out to me was him saying, "I'm scared. I'm scared because I'm loved here,
yeah,
and I don't know that the grass is going to be greener," which we all know, right? As adults, as human beings, we've gone through things in life. That's why the saying exists of saying, hey, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, buddy. But for him to say that in a video, not just saying like, thank you to the fans, thank you to everyone, but to go that step further and say like, yeah, Jim, I'm worried that this was a mistake. I thought that was really interesting to hear from a superstar of his caliber.
Yeah, and I don't know how they're reacting in Miami this morning, if that makes them like I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, like that sets off alarms or red flags for them of like, hey, does Giannis really want to be here? Does Giannis believe in what we're doing here? But yeah, Josh, I mean that goes to what I was just saying. Like and you're right, most athletes won't admit that, won't be that vulnerable to let you in on that thought or that feeling of, hey, could this be the wrong decision? Maybe you said the grass is always greener on the 9 to noon program. We've been using Jaylen Brown's expression that the neighbor's rice always smells better. I don't know if you saw that tweet.
I did not. Yeah, that's good, though.
The rumors were swirling about him and him being traded from Boston. So maybe the neighbor's rice doesn't taste better. It might smell better, but maybe it doesn't taste better. And that was, you're right. It's what we were, you know, we're going to sort of recap the interview and other things that were put out yesterday by Giannis and the Bucks on the show this morning. And it is one that I have slated that almost
That's a glimpse. Like for Miami Heat fans who don't know Giannis the way that we know Giannis, that's a glimpse at this guy and what makes him a different superstar than maybe what a lot of us are used to. That they'll show that vulnerability and they're not just gonna pound their chest and say not one, not two, not three, but like hey man, this is something different and something new and something I've never experienced before, and I'm making this decision because I think it's what's best for me and what's best for my family, but there is the chance that it's not. Like, you don't know what you don't know when Giannis, for the first time in his career, is kind of going into the unknown in switching teams and a new front office and new coaches and new teammates. Not that there hasn't been change over the course of his time here in Milwaukee, but there were some constants, and the city was a constant, and what to expect from the city and the fans and the way that they treated him. And I think there's a part of him that's wondering. He basically said that if they'll love him the same way, or he'll be as beloved in Miami as he is in Milwaukee. So that was a glimpse into Giannis, and what makes him a different type of superstar than maybe what we're used to in this day and age.
How much damage control out of that from Giannis here? Like, is all of this totally legit, or is he doing a little damage control for the fans?
Probably a little damage control. You know, Giannis is an entity and a brand now, man. And I know that rubs some people the wrong way, but while I just said he's a different superstar than what we're used to, he's an NBA superstar. There's a whole enterprise built on Giannis and behind Giannis. And so, yeah, there is some of that, but I that's a dude, man. And we had Jim Ozarski on the show a few weeks ago, and he said, like, yeah, I mean, as you get older, people change. You know what I mean? If you're the same person you were 13, 14 years ago, take a good long look in the mirror and see what you can change to be a better person. Sure. And a better version of yourself. But also, yeah, when your status grows the way that it did for Giannis, there are certain things about the way that you move that are going to change. But Jim O said the person at his core is still the same dude that Jim met when you know, he got off the plane from Greece 14 years ago or whatever it was. And that guy who, like, that really values friends and family and people and relationships and doesn't take for granted the good things that he has. And so I tend to take this guy at face value with most of what he says, especially when he's as vulnerable as he was yesterday in that interview with Jim Paschke.
All right, last thing here on Giannis. So now we have the goodbye video from Giannis. We had the full 713-page report from Jim Ozarski. What are your final thoughts here as a Bucks fan and a Giannis stan on the entire saga?
I mean, it was amazing. You know, Giannis will forever go down as one of my favorite athletes that I watched. And you don't get the opportunity a lot of watching. I mean, I guess you do, but just not on the level that you do Giannis, watching that dude, like, literally grow up before our eyes. You know what I mean? On and off the court, to, like, come here and discover America and discover, like, a life with some privilege and some perks and some comfort, which he didn't have in his past life growing up in poverty in Greece. And look, man, I'm not saying he didn't have some missteps along the way over the course of this breakup that he and the Bucks went through, that was dragged through the mud and dragged through the media and had a spotlight on it. Josh, Aaron, ask me about the same thing every day for a year, and especially, like, catch me in a great mood, catch me in a bad mood, and I'm probably going to have different answers for you or different ways of answering the same questions. And I'm going to contradict myself and I'm going to say things that rub people the wrong way. And like that happened with Giannis. You know what I mean? And for some people that really turned them off to Giannis, I refuse to let that whole thing sort of spoil what, like I said, one of the greatest runs that I've ever seen from an athlete start to finish in a city, and all the stuff that we shared with Giannis and watching him grow up and watching him become a man here in Milwaukee. Like that, I'm not, again, he wasn't perfect. He had missteps along the way and the way that he handled the whole situation, but I'm not going to let any of that tarnish or spoil it. And really, like, when you on the scales of Giannis and positives and negatives or pros and cons, like, the side with all the positives and pros is like, it's touching the ground. You know what I mean? On sure. A balance scale, and the side with the negatives and the cons has like a couple pebbles in it. So like, I'm not going to sit here and let any of that. And all the people who want to badmouth him and make him the bad guy in this whole thing. Like, I'm not going to hear that. I'm not going to sit here and listen to it and let it spoil or tarnish an amazing run for me and one of my favorite people, not athlete, like favorite people that I've ever seen come through professional sports and a city that I live in and a team that I root for and cover on a day-to-day basis. There's just way too much good there. And I told people as the thing was going on, Josh, like, there doesn't have to be good guys. There doesn't have to be bad guys in this whole thing. You don't have to hate the Bucks when it's over. And now it is obviously over. You don't have to hate Giannis when it's over. Like, both, anytime you have a divorce or a breakup of any kind, of any sort of relationship, business, marriage, friends, whatever the case might be, we all want to point a finger at one party and go, it's their fault. And that's rarely ever the case. It's just one side's fault. There's blame to go around for why this thing came to an end and the way that it came to an end. And Giannis owns some of that. So do the Bucks, but I hold no hard feelings for either side in the way that this thing played out.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf from 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. All right, pivoting.
I forgot to put up my ring light. My lighting is really bad.
I just thought that was your look. Anyway, so Rami, did you watch a soccer game last night?
It was on a TV. I got the two TVs in the living room, and baseball, because I'm a merc, baseball takes precedence and takes TV. No, it takes the big TV with the sound up, and soccer, if it's lucky. The Cubs weren't playing last night, so I didn't have two baseball games to watch. If soccer is lucky and the schedule works out, it'll get a second TV with the sound down.
Okay, so at what point did you stop completely paying attention to the soccer game? Was it, well, when it was 2-1 or when it was 3-1?
3-1.
Okay. 3-1. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's when a lot of us did that.
That's what I don't like about soccer. Well, one of the things I don't like about soccer, which is like 3-1 and it's over. And I know baseball is low scoring. You know, that's what soccer fans will always come back at me with. You like baseball, when I tell them I don't like soccer. And it's like, yeah, but in baseball, if I'm down 2 runs, I get a guy on base and one swing of the bat, and we got ourselves a ball game. You know what I mean? It's 0-0.
Right.
3-1.
You know, it was 3-1. Funny.
It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. Kiss the baby. Cancel Christmas. It's done.
I was thinking to myself, I'm going, all right, it's 3-1. We got to pull the goalie. Nope, that's hockey. You can't do that here. Crap. How do you we give ourselves an advantage?
I legitimately didn't know you can't do that. Well, you can't do that.
I mean, I'm sure you could.
You can.
But like, it would be, I feel like it's the way more of a risk than it is to pull the goalie in
yeah, now the goalie would have to play like a normal player. You can't put a different player on for the goalie like you can in hockey.
Can he still touch the ball? Can he just run around the field and
not
with his hands. He's got to be inside the box to do it with his hands. But he can if he wants, he can just go to midfield and start passing the ball to his teammate. Like, you can do it, yeah.
Kind of like he did, and then he messed up, and then he gave up the goal. Yeah,
there's certainly been goalies who have scored at the end of games. You know, sometimes you'll see a goalie come up on, like, a corner kick in the final seconds, and they'll score, which is, like, the most electric thing ever.
But it was kind of, like I was like you, Rami. I was, like, I was grabbing at invisible straws. I'm like, give me something here of how there can still be a chance. What can they do? What risk can we take to get back in this game? And I went, there's nothing. This is soccer. There's nothing they can do. There's no advantage they can give themselves right now. This sucks. It's over. And then it was just, for like the last 25 minutes of the match, it was just suffering. It was just suffering, essentially, was all it was.
I mean, I wouldn't call it suffering. I wasn't that invested. I was rooting for Team USA. You know what I mean? I love America.
I mean, like, watching
accusations
it.
That,
Watching it was just suffering.
Well, that's soccer. Like that.
No reaction. Minus points. No reaction from you. From when the third goal is scored or the fourth goal is scored, no real reaction from you when that happens, or you're just kind of sitting on the couch or the chair and you're just kind of like, eh.
Actually, I was I always have a post dinner cup of coffee. It is a custom in my culture. Yeah. So I was like, I went to the kitchen and I put the coffee to brew. My wife was in there doing the dishes. I walked into the living room to, I think I was grabbing my mug or something, like to make the coffee. And as I walked into the room, Belgium scored a goal. And this is literally my reaction, guys. I walked back into the kitchen. I went, Belgium scored again. That was it. That was the whole.
That's it. Yeah. No emotion, just factual information being given.
The third goal, the disaster goal, where the goalie came out and I don't know what Matt Freeze was doing, but I was on the couch and I kind of just threw my phone down. You know, I just kind of on the couch and the cushion bounced it up over the top of the couch and it landed screen down on the floor. And
that's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Like, no, I don't know. Right. There was no slamming of things or throwing.
Yeah, I don't know if I slammed it, but I was. Yeah, I definitely threw it down.
I will say this: when they tied it up, I like that got a little bit of a reaction from it, just because of like the suddenness of it, because Belgium had just scored and it was 61 seconds later. I was like, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. But I think that was more just surprise that two goals were scored in soccer, especially within a minute of each other. I think it was more surprise that it was like joy or elation or me cheering for said goal.
Oh, I love that. All right. That's good. That's pretty good. We're going to take a break, Rami. When we come back...
Oh, good, because I forgot to plug in the charger for my laptop. So,
oh, good. That would have been terrible if it was going to...
Yeah, I'm going to run and grab that in the break here, yeah.
It's going to be a Top 3 Tuesday. And if you're wondering, all right, how does this work with Top 3s? I'll give an example. Top 3 things that are the most irritating about knowing Rami as a sports fan. Number 3, he's a Bears fan. Number 2, he's a Cubs fan. Number 1, he's not a Bulls fan. If you're going to be a Chicago sports fan, yes, you're a Bucks fan. You're way more of a Bucks fan than you are a Bulls fan. And it's like, if you're going to Chicago sports it all the way. Anyway, that's a good example of a top three. We're going to have Rami's top threes. We're going to have your top threes. No, all done. Plug in your charger. When we come back on the Wisconsin Sports Wake Up Call, and we are live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Roe. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Roe, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to roe.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to roe.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Wisconsin Sports Radio Network is proudly outfitted by Burkhardt Sporting Goods, our official apparel partner. Outfit your team or company with custom apparel today at BSG1881.com. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Sports Wake Up Call. We are live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We are hanging out with Rami from 9 to noon today. We just got done getting Rami's thoughts and takes on the biggest news of the day, and hopefully we're keeping track and keeping your points. We're going to judge Rami at the end of the upcoming segment. But
yeah, do you guys tell me how many points I get at the end of the end of the hour?
Or, no, we kick you off. We kick you off. I mean, you
tell
can,
Tim.
Well, no, we didn't tell Tim.
No, we didn't.
No, I mean, you can listen, but otherwise, you know, because then you'll fight and you'll try to like debate on why you deserve more points. And no, you can. We thank you for your time, and then, you know, we declare.
We'll tell you next Tuesday when you come on the show if you won or lost.
Yeah, you'll be like, hey, did I win? I had no idea. But anyway, so it's a Tuesday, and we used to do this bit with El Baldo. I used to do it with Steve Zabin, who's coming up at 8 a.m., by the way, the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht. Make sure to tune in to that before 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. But we used to do this thing called Top 3 Tuesday, and I said, why not? Let's bring it back. It's very simple. You can just make top three lists. Top three, it can be literally top three anything. I've got a few. I'll read one to you now. Top three things to say at the water cooler when coping through the U.S. soccer loss. Number three, looks like they didn't need to suspend that red card, huh? Number two, pancakes are better than waffles anyway. Number one, it's soccer, who cares? Football starts in a month. Right? Top three list.
Yeah, that last one is how I feel.
Pretty sure. Pretty easy to get through. All right. Aaron? Do you want to go?
Do you give me a subject and then I rank my top three, or do I just randomly naming off top three things?
You're doing top three. It can be top three anything. It can be, I can give you an example if you have things off the cuff. Otherwise, it can literally be a top three anything. Aaron, do you have one?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Milwaukee Bucks, my favorite Milwaukee Bucks in history, in honor of Giannis yesterday saying his official goodbye.
Sure.
Number one is...
No, number three.
Number three is Desmond Mason. I don't really know why. But when
even
I was
better?
When I was younger, I had I had a purple and with the green trim Desmond Mason jersey, and so he was just like my favorite player at the time. So Desmond Mason is my third all-time favorite Buck.
All right, wouldn't guess that.
Number That's two, wild. yeah, it is pretty wild. Number two, but also like,
why not Anthony Mason? You know.
Who else? Like,
he didn't have his jersey.
I have to be old enough to have watched them, and old, like, you know, I don't know who else is going to be on this list, right? Number two.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Like, if you buy your kid, I don't know, a Keston Hira jersey, is it going to go down that like he was one of your the favorite Brewers because he had a Keston Hira jersey?
Not necessarily. I think generally,
because then I'm going to be way more selective about the jerseys I buy my kids.
Well, I think generally parents give jerseys to kids that the kids like, the players
that
the kids
want. Yeah.
Like.
He wanted a Desmond Mason.
You wanted it.
I don't know if I wanted it. I just had it, and so I like Desmond
you
Mason.
Just been on the clearance rack.
That's what I was thinking. Like maybe. $10 here.
Yeah,
it's like out in the yard, like
it's
pretending I'm Desmond Mason hitting a mid-range jumper.
No one was doing that, Aaron. Not one person was doing it.
There are people out on the playground that are like Michael or Kobe. Aaron was out there like Desmond. Like,
yeah, you know, honestly, brick. And there was a brick.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, 15 points a game. Desmond Mason in his Bucks career.
Trying to defend that. All right, who's your second?
Number two is Monte Ellis. I was a big Monte Ellis fan when they traded for him. Shot chucker for sure, but I just, at that age, I loved Monte Ellis for some reason. Obviously, number one is Andrew Bogut. No, I'm just kidding. Giannis is number one. But yeah, honorable mention would be TJ Ford. That was my number four. I was debating between him and Desmond Mason.
It's just threes. Just three. I know, you just got to worry about three.
It's my honorable mention.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
That just inspired a top three. I didn't have this when I came into the show this morning.
Okay, go ahead.
Aaron just inspired a top three for me. Top three athletes who are your favorites, and you have no idea why.
Because I think
we all have those.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, like guys who you love. You're like, man, I love that guy. He's so good. And you have no idea. Like looking back, like Aaron had no good reason or no good answer when we asked him why Desmond Mason.
Well, he had the jersey. It was an answer. It just wasn't a good answer. Of why that was the case,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's
so
good.
My top three, just off the top of my head, I brought him up just a second ago, but I did love this dude, and I don't know, I loved Anthony Mason. Man. I don't know if it was the crazy eyes. I don't know if he was like built like a fullback, or I don't know what it was, but I loved me some Anthony, or that he would just swing on you at any random old time. Like I loved me some Anthony Mason. Number two, I'm about to lose a million points according to that texter. My top two are Cubs, and I think this is just like the underdog thing. Like it's fun to root for the little guy, and I'm older than you guys and a lot of people who are probably listening, so you might not even remember either of these guys. Augie Ojeda of Chicago Cubs.
Never heard of that guy in my life. So nope. I'm giving you a point for that.
And this is going way, way back. Doug DeCenzo, who was an outfielder for the Cubs in, I want to say, the late 80s, early 90s, like a little guy. And I think my dad told me he was Arab when I was a little kid. You know, there aren't a lot of Arab professional athletes in America. Turns out he wasn't. My dad telling me.
Just lied to you.
Just straight up lied to your face.
No, I don't know if he was lying or my dad was just trying, like, my dad was grasping for straws, you know, and like finding like Arab role models and people.
I gotta find someone for Rami to look up to.
How about this Arab outfielder? That's not.
Hey, he could be. Who knows?
However, and I don't think my dad knew this when he said it. I think he was just reaching. He turned out to be right. He later told me Selma Hayek was Arabic, and I was like, no, she's not, dude. She's Mexican. Turns out she's half and half. She's half Mexican.
Oh, so he was right.
Yeah, so he was. Oh, he was.
I
right
bet
about
he never
that.
Lets you forget it. Either.
I think her dad is Lebanese, if I remember correctly. About
and he's like, nailed it. That's what your dad's yep. thinking.
Yep. Boom. Got him. All right.
I think my dad just saw the nose on Doug DeCenzo. Go ahead and Google Doug DeCenzo if you feel like it. And he was like, yeah, that's an Arab nose for sure. That guy's Arabic with no research, no digging whatsoever. He's just like, there's one of us. Go root for him, Rami.
Here's another top three for me. Top three bobbleheads that I seem to always see in thrift stores. Okay, top three bobbleheads I always seem to see in thrift stores. Number three, Carlos Gomez. I don't know why. There's just always, and that one's always still in the box. Like a Carlos Gomez bobblehead. Still in the box. Number two, the Damian Miller catcher bobblehead with the removable mask.
Oh, dude. I love that bobblehead. That was so cool that it had the removable mask.
Right. And it's even more crazy when you see it still with the mask. Because in thrift stores, the mask never made it. The mask right. never made it with it. It was just, then it just looked like a incomplete bobblehead. And
like
the number
a bullpen
one
catcher.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
And then the number one bobblehead that I always seem to find in thrift stores was the Derek Turnbow bobblehead with the realistic synthetic hair. You guys remember that? You might be too young for that.
About that. Yeah.
Like, no,
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why they thought, like, you know what? This will be the best bobblehead ever if we can put realistic hair on him. I was Maybe it was just because he had long hair, and at the time, didn't know how to like make it look good with that as part of the bobblehead with long hair. I don't know. But that was like a crazy thing, and now, what is it, 20, 30 years later, they're all in thrift stores. So that was another one.
You know what's one I always see in thrift stores is the Aaron Sims voice of the Milwaukee Admirals.
Oh, yeah.
It's right up in that corner.
Yeah. Got Aaron Sims right up there.
Got one up
always
in the corner.
See that.
Yeah. Dude,
but the Brewers bobblehead game is on point. Like going back to those two that you just mentioned, Josh, and then the ones that they've had this year with like the Miz flamethrower one, and now they have the Brandon Woodruff home run bobble that they're going to be giving away soon. Like they're always July 18th. Like on ahead of the curve and on the cutting edge of bobbleheads. The Milwaukee Brewers are.
It's very true.
I need to defend my Bucks list. Apparently, on the talking text line, people are saying that my list sucks, and I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to do? It's my favorite Bucks list. I don't know if an opinion list can suck or not. Someone said, what the hell was even that? No Big Dog, Ray Allen, Michael Redd. First of all, how old do you think I am? I didn't watch Big Dog, and I did not watch Ray Allen on the Milwaukee Bucks. I was like 3 years old. When
to be made to feel old. That's not
I was like three when Ray Allen was traded away from the Bucks. So like,
this is literally the perfect... I gotta take the show back. This is the perfect transition.
So of course, my list is not gonna have the best players in Bucks history. I wasn't old enough to watch those players. Now, Michael Redd, maybe, but I never. Michael Redd, good player, but
fine.
I never.
We get
you know.
It. You're super young. Yeah. All right, hold on.
How is Ersan Ilyasova not on your list, Aaron?
How about that one?
That's do you know a fair about one. Arsen Ilyasov? Do you know about that conspiracy theory?
Yes,
Arsen Ilyasov.
That wasn't actually his name. I just saw that recently. Yeah,
pretty cool. I think it's legit.
I had a list here. Top three reasons why I know I'm officially old. That was the top three I had. We don't do honorable mentions, but honorable mention would have been, you know, Aaron's top three list of Bucks players.
Yeah.
Number Working three I had, I immediately say to myself, what are they up to when seeing a group of kids walking who are over the age of 12? I don't know. I don't follow up. It's literally just to myself. I'll see them having fun walking, and I'll be like, what are they up to?
What are these ne'er-do-wells doing?
Yeah. What havoc are these 14-year-olds about to cause? Number two,
about town.
The majority of my surface-level conversations with people are now about finance, diet, or someone else being in bad health. Those are the three surface-level conversations that I find myself having with people. It used to be like weather and sports. I'm in sports radio. I thought like, that's good. That'll be the water cooler conversation forever. No, now it's, you know, man, I got to take care of this stuff with a 401k. What? And it's, no, I can't have that. You know, I'm my diet, like I've got to start eating this better. What? Like this is our surface level stuff. I'm getting old. And the number one reason why I know I'm officially old is I'm now getting frustrated with technology when it changes or doesn't work. The other day, I couldn't find the liked tweets button on Twitter, and I was so mad that I couldn't find it, and it took like 3 seconds for people to be like, it's right here, bud. Like, it's you just go right here.
Wait, did they move it?
You have to like go into the history tab now, and then in that, it says all your... It shows all your bookmarked and your liked tweets in there. It's not just like on the top with everything else. And it made me mad. It made me mad that wasn't the case.
I don't even see it. I just went to my bookmarks and I don't even see it. But
it's the history. Like, this is what I'm talking about. I was just like, that's it. Wait. Like, I'm old. It's not. I'm losing things with within apps, within technology. And I'm getting way too frustrated that I can't, that it changed. That never was the case. Right. I'm
you
so
know what,
old.
Josh? I'm looking right now, and I like my Twitter must not have updated, because I did see the notification recently that bookmarks was turning into history, but mine still says bookmarks, and it's still I go to my profile and I can click on likes. But so I think I still have the old Twitter. Somehow.
No, I don't know how
this is on the laptop. Like, it's not like an app that I need to update.
Oh, check
this
your phone. Gosh, we sound so old. This is, we're so old. Check your phone.
On my phone.
Okay. When Josh brought this up, it was like one of my first days here. Yeah. And I was like, he's like, I don't know how to bookmark things. And I'm like kind of standing there like,
it was so bad.
I don't know the bookmark button.
They changed the way that I do it. Why did they change the way that I do it?
Listen, I do agree. There was a time, you know, 2 weeks ago when I would like things if I wanted to go back and see them if, you know, I didn't want to bookmark it. But, yeah. All right. I've got a list here quickly before we get to a break.
Go ahead.
That is going to really make people mad. And I'm going to do it now because they're not going to get to have a rebuttal. It's popular shows I don't care to watch.
Okay.
That I haven't watched and I don't care to watch. Number three. The Office. I think The Office is
annoying.
Like,
you've never seen The Office?
I've never seen The Office. I've seen, like, bits and pieces. Never seen The Office. I think it's annoying.
Turn his mic off, Josh. You can just turn his mic at any point.
Number two, Breaking Bad. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves it. And I just haven't seen the appeal to go watch it yet. I'm a little skeptical. Number one, Game of Thrones. I just don't care at all about Game of Thrones.
Now that one, Aaron, we're actually on the same page on that one. I don't care for the Game of Thrones. I really don't.
And I haven't seen any of those shows.
Everyone's got one.
Like, when it first came out and everybody was going crazy over it, like I had some idea of what the show was about, and it just felt like too much to keep up with, like too many characters, too many storylines. And I said this to a friend of mine, and he was like, "Oh, you need to download the chart." I was like, I need a chart to watch a TV show. I'm out. I will never watch this TV show. You just gave me homework for a TV show. And that's not happening. That's too much stress on my life if I need a chart to watch a TV show. No, thank you.
I tend to stay away from the most popular of movies and shows. I'm just too skeptical by the overhyping of shows and movies generally.
Rami, we want to thank you for the time today. Good luck with your points. The 414 said top three scores Rami will get today. Number three, zero. Number two, minus 100. Number one, minus infinity. That's Eddie and Stalas. So good luck.
This is as corrupt as FIFA here.
Hey, we'll see.
That's a challenge.
We'll see where the points are at. That's Rami Makhlouf. You can catch him on 9 to noon with John Kuhn following the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Ulrich. We appreciate it, buddy. We will talk to you next week, Tuesday.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
All right. Stick with us. We're going to give our point and grade, I guess, in a little bit for Rami Makhlouf on the other side. Get your scores in for Rami, what you thought he earned and why he earned that score on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking Text Line, 414-677-1250. That's coming up next. And we'll tell you what's coming up on the Steve Zabin Show with Josh Ulbricht. On the other side, this is the Wisconsin Sports Wake-Up Call, and we are live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sports.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look. Hey, do you want to score free Wendy's Frosty Classics this summer? Well, when the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, proud High FA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, record 10 strikeouts in a game, you can go to any Wisconsin Wendy's and get a free small Frosty Classic. Follow the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on Twitter or Instagram as they post after every game with 10 strikeouts. This offer is good for 24 hours following the game, so pay attention and don't delay. All right, welcome back to the Wisconsin Sports Wake-Up Call. I'm Josh Albrecht. Aaron Morris on the other side of the glass hanging out with me. We just got done talking with Rami Makhlouf from 9 to noon, and we got to go through our points of what we thought Rami earned today. If you missed it, Tim Allen, leader in the clubhouse, also the only person in the clubhouse right now, he had 9 points. What did you have for Rami today?
Yeah, I gave Rami 8 points today. He did lose himself the lead at a certain point in the segments. I gave him a good chunk of points for the Giannis candle. I thought the Giannis candle that he showed at the start was very good. I did give him points for having some really niche Cubs players, even though they're Cubs players. I like the niche players. That's kind of what I went with Desmond Mason and Monte Ellis on my Bucks list. Just my personal favorite guys. And so gave him a few points there. But I took some points away for the not caring about soccer. And took some points away for just some various Cubs thoughts or here or there or, you know. So he lost the lead, but I'm giving him 8.
All right, I had him at 8, mostly for his takes on Giannis and the Bucks, how that went. I like that he brought up Miami being scared, potentially, is a question. I had that same thought. And then a lot of jokes, turning off your mic, I thought was funny. Yep. When I said suffering, he said, well, that's soccer. That was pretty good. The Desmond thing about you in the playground was hilarious. And then some points for being on TV. He lost points, though, for not watching the soccer game. He just had it on. And then also for just not having top threes, just commenting on top threes, which it was the first week. We'll give him that. But I gave him a 6.
Okay.
I gave him a 6. So meet in the middle.
Are we settling middle 7?
All right. So there we go. So Rami earned a 7 today. That's what we're giving him. That's what we're sticking with. We'll see how Brandon Snide does tomorrow. Thanks everyone for joining us for the day 2 edition of the Wisconsin Sports Wake Up Call. The Steve Zabin Show with Josh Albrecht is coming up next. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss it. And then 9 to noon follows him. We are live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Stick right here because, Aaron, we are not done yet.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop.
Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.